In 2009, the city and borough of Wrangell entered into an agreement with Cascade Creek LLC, a private company based out of Bellingham, Washington. The power purchase agreement gave Cascade Creek $250,000 to move forward with a hydroelectric project, which Wrangell hoped would increase power access and opportunities. Cascade Creek has held two preliminary permits with FERC. It has now been denied a third, which leaves the company without the necessary study work needed to move forward on the project. This news makes some Wrangell residents unsure they will ever see the project completed or the $250,000 investment returned. Don McConaughey is a former Wrangell mayor.
Considering that they've had this permit before and lost it, and now we're at the same tune again and they're about to lose it, I can't see them doing anything personally, and I don't think I don't think it'll happen. I think the AEA and most communities within Southeast Alaska have better ideas. I think SEPA can probably come in and do something that is much more in line with the power needs of Southeast Alaska.
SEPA is the Southeast Alaska Power Agency, which owns hydro plants and lines that power Wrangell, Petersburg, and Ketchikan. McConaughey was Wrangell's mayor in 2009 and says he voted against the borough assembly's decision to support Cascade Creek's project. He believes there was not enough initial public input before the assembly voted to financially support the project. The company's proposed project would have developed a 70-megawatt power plant that siphoned water at Swan Lake to generate hydroelectric power for communities connected to the SEPA intertie. Former Assemblymember Ernie Christian voted in favor of the project in 2009 and says he still believes it will move forward.
It's a process, and none of these projects bear fruit overnight. It takes a while, and likely maybe they'll still, within the next 5 years, be able to produce power and get their ducks in a row. They'll have to reapply to the preliminary permit and then go to license at some point after that. Of course, I'm not involved with the company in any way, so this is just looking at the outside, looking in. So I anticipate at some point they'll still go forward because it is a 70-megawatt facility, and it definitely could be used.
Wrangell City Manager Timothy Rooney says if Cascade Creek does not continue with the permit process, the local government will follow terms of the legal agreement and ask that the money be returned.
It's $250,000 that certainly could be put to use in other areas of the community. We believe that that money could be used for many different purposes, one of which could be the new hospital project. $250,000 towards that project would certainly be beneficial. Also, we have roads in our community that need to be paved. We have other needs.
FERC denied Cascade Creek's preliminary permit on January 30th. The company has asked FERC for another hearing on the decision. Meanwhile, another company has applied from Bellingham, Washington, for the Swan Lake preliminary permit. Reporting in Wrangell, I'm Charlotte Duran.